Dear brothers in Christ, today we celebrate the feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. As a celebration that draws us into the very heart of our Blessed Mother, whose entire life was a continuous and faithful yes to God from beginning to end. Yesterday, we reflected on the Sacred Heart of Jesus. We celebrated on solemnity His divine love poured out for humanity, a heart burst for our salvation. Today, we turn our gaze to the heart closest to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Her heart is not divine, but fully human. She is not sinless by her own merit, but by the grace of God, from the first moment of her existence, her heart reveals the beauty of a life lived in a perfect communion with God. The Church calls her heart immaculate, not only because it was free from sin, but because it was completely open to love, free from selfishness, pride, resentment, or rebellion. Her heart became the fertile ground where the Word of God took place. Think of this. The divine seed of salvation grew in a human heart that said, "Be it done unto me according to your word." In our readings today, Isaiah speaks of joy overflowing from the soul, and Mary's own words, the Magnificat. The Magnificat echoed the same joy. The Gospel reminds us that she kept all these things, pondering them in her heart, not with suspicion or doubt, but with faith, trust, and surrender, even when she did not fully understand. Mary responded with quiet obedience. And it's not that what makes her so extraordinary. We live in a world that values control, instant answers, self-promotion and power. But Mary teaches us that true greatness is found in humility. True courage is found in trust. True strength is found in surrender. Her Immaculate Heart is not a distance or unreturnable. It is a refuge, a school of love, a mirror in which we see how our own heart are called to be with simplicity, purity, and devotion. Throughout the centuries, from St. John Eudes to Our Lady of Fatima, the Church has invited us not only to admire Mary's heart, but to imitate it and consecrate ourselves to it. Like what St. Louis Grignion de Montfort and our patron saint, St. Maximin Kolbe, who consecrated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary without condition, unlimited consecration. Why? Because entering Mary's heart means allowing her to lead us to Jesus. Belonging to her means being held by the one who carried the Savior in her heart, in her womb, and never let go of him in her heart. Therefore, the celebration of the Immaculate Heart of Mary reminds us of the importance embracing her as our spiritual mother, seeking her intercession, It calls us to imitate her virtues of humility, purity, and obedience, just as Mary's heart was united to the heart of her Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. So we too are called to unite our hearts with heirs and grow in holiness. Her heart bears witness to the beauty of faith, the power of surrender, and the depths of love. Today, as we contemplate the mysteries held in Mary's heart, the joys and sorrows, the silence and strength, we must ask ourselves, what fills our own heart? Are we storing up God's promises and pondering His word? Or are we crowding our lives with noise and distraction? According to the servant of God, Father Stefano Gubbi, Our Lady said, "My immaculate heart is glorified by you when you become burning flames of love and seal of Jesus present in the Eucharist. When you bring to Him all the souls entrusted to you, when you multiply hours of solemn adoration and reparation, exposing the most holy sacrament surrounded by lights and flowers as a sign of your piety, only then will my immaculate heart triumph." What does this mean? Thanks be to God, we have a lot of benefactors who donated flowers, and we have a lot of candles. Not only that, it means that the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary does not begin in governments, nations, or world events. It begins in your heart, in your family, in your vocation, whatever your state of life may be. Mary is telling us that her heart is glorified when we become flames of love for Jesus in the Eucharist. That her heart triumphs when we bring to Jesus the souls entrusted to us. It means, if your husband, pray for your wife, love her, protect her, and bring her to Jesus. If your wife, pray for your husband, support him and bring him to Jesus. In the Philippines, we have a very beautiful group, a youth group. We are now celebrating for 45 years, I think, the Couples for Christ. Where in fact, my mother and my father was a member for how many years? Until when my father passed away. Then my mother became also the handmaid of the Lord, widow for Christ. Then single for Christ, I was a member of Youth for Christ. Thanks be to God for this group who really nurtured us in order that we have to consecrate the whole family and bring Jesus at the center of our family. And also, if you are single, pray for the people God has placed around you. If you are father and mother, pray for your children. Ask their conversion and consecrate them to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And also your friends, co-workers, neighbors, and community. If you are elderly or sick, offer your suffering for the salvation of souls. If you are young, give your energy and your dreams to God. Everyone, without exemption, has souls entrusted to them. That's Our Lady said, that we have to consecrate the whole family to the Immaculate Heart, to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. We call it twin hearts. And that's the reason that, thanks be to God, many of you are invited us for the enthronement of your house, the twin heart, the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And this is why Our Lady says, her heart is glorified when we bring these souls to Jesus. Then, that her heart rejoices when we spend time in adoration and reparation and in love before the Blessed Sacrament. No? We do it by making time of adoration. Thanks be to God. We have a lot of adorers, but we need more adorers. We do it by loving the Eucharist, even if it's only a few minutes. We do it by offering reparation for the sins of the world. We do it by visiting Jesus in the tabernacle. If some Maxwell Colby could able to visit 10 times a day, how many? At the time, so busy because of the city of the Immaculate. But he could able to visit 10 times a day. How much more? And thanks be to God. Many of you are visiting always of that, but it's sad to say that many tabernacle was isolated because nobody can visit. And we do it by surrounding him with love and devotion and beauty. We do it by letting our hearts become flames of love for one, the one who is present. Because when we adore Jesus, we console him. We pray for others. We bring them to his heart. When we consecrate our families to Mary, we place them under the mantle of Our Lady. When we live our vocation with love, we help her heart triumph. In simple words, Mary is saying, love Jesus in the Eucharist. Bring souls to him. Pray for your family. Make reparations. Adore him. And through you, my heart will triumph. This is the triumph of the Immaculate Heart. Not something distant. Not something political. Not something complicated. But something that begins in your home. In your heart. In your love. For Jesus in the Eucharist. Let us give Mary our hearts. So we shape them into the image of her Son. Let us make reparation for the offenses and indifference shown to her. And let us be part of the promise she gave at Fatima. That in the end, her Immaculate Heart will triumph. May her heart be our refuge. May her heart be our fount. And may we one day rejoice with her in the eternal embrace of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. First be Jesus and Mary, now and forever.